Hey, have you called the Robbie Fox Show lately? Got something to say? Why not say it here? RobyRoby. Get your calls in. First come, first serve. We'll get to your calls in just a minute. We're going to hit the open lines rapid fire. Keep it short. We've got about as many calls as rabbits have kids right now. I'm still trying to figure out these furry cons. I'm not sure I get the point. Are they cons about just regular people? I mean, we're all furries already, so why do we need a con? Also, what's with the whole fursuit thing? It's already hot enough in the summer with the fur we already have. Why are we putting on fursuits on top of that? No wonder those cons have fans literally everywhere. They're probably dying in there. Come on, let's just be honest about it. It's an excuse for furries to pile into a hotel room and fuck like rabbits. In fact, I think it was a rabbit who started the monthly con near where I live. For 42 hours, all I see outside my window are furries wearing lifeless-looking costumes, walking to and fro with bags overflowing with sex toys. I'm not trying to judge them or anything, but I just can't help but think that rabbits are getting a little bit too frisky lately, pushing these cons on people. Anyways. Caller, you're on the Robbie Fox Show. Tell us your name and what you have to say.
It's Oliver. Sorry. This is my first time on the radio.
Relax, buddy.
I just wanted to say that there was a huge traffic jam because some con furries spilled their sex toys all over the street. It was pretty weird. The guy who owned them ran away, and nobody wanted to pick them up to move them out of the way. It was pretty weird.
Crazy, man. Did you see the guy that dropped the toys?
I think it was a rabbit, but I don't know who he was or anything.
Go figure. Pretty funny, though. Next caller, you're on the Robbie Fox Show. Go!
Is this Pizza King?
Wait, what?
I'd like to order a pepperoni pizza with no sauce. I got a friend who's gonna add the sauce for me.
Sorry, dude, wrong number.
The sauce is his cum.
Next caller, you're on the Robbie Fox Show. Speak your mind.
What?
You're on the Robbie Fox Show. Just tell us your name and what you called to say.
Oh, hey, I'm Frank. I think your rabbits keep fucking around so much, we're gonna be more rabbits than we are anything else. Everywhere I look is rabbits. It's fucking crazy, man.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's questioning the amazing libido of rabbits at this point. Next caller, you're on the Robbie Fox Show.
Yeah, this is Jack. I heard just about enough of you talking bad about us bunny rabbits. Do you even know how much work it is trying to come in absolutely every person you meet? No, you don't. Because you're not a rabbit. You're just a cocksock fox who doesn't know anything.
Whoa, Jack. Cool your jets, man. I didn't mean anything by it. It just feels like rabbits just end up on the hornier side of the furry spectrum, that's all.
Well, how is that a bad thing? What if I want to fuck whores and fill my room with dildos? Don't I have a right? Isn't this a free country? Shouldn't I have the right to put my penis in anything or anyone I want?
No?
Wrong! When you got balls that turn blue within 5 minutes of blowing your load, none of the rules apply. I gotta breed, dummy. I gotta get people pregnant and don't have time to talk about it.
I get that, but the majority of the people who go to these cons are male.
I don't care. I'll get them pregnant too. I'll get everybody pregnant. I'll get you pregnant. I got more cum than I can handle, Robbie. I'm not playing around here. End the oppression, you foxy cocksock. Go find a bunny nearest you. Let him dump a load or two inside your butt. Or three. Or as many as he wants.
Jack, dude, you're getting way too hot over this.
Of course I'm hot. I gotta breed, man. You've been incredibly disrespectful to me and my needs. Where's your studio located? I'm gonna give you my dick.
Jack, seriously, I'm sorry for upsetting you.
Prove it. Give me your butthole. I'll fill you with butt babies faster than you can count to 20. You're going to be paying me child support. Your kids are going to be like, oh, daddy, where'd we come from? And you're going to have to look at them and say, my anus, because some rabbit wanted to put his dick in me. And you're going to have to look at them in a straight face and say that, because that's how it's going to be. Fuck the logic of it.
Okay, sorry, folks. I had to cut him off. I think it was getting a little out of hand there, honestly. I'm not even sure if half the stuff he was saying was true. Getting guys pregnant? Is that even possible? Anyways, we got a break coming up. Do any of you know anything about what's happening in those cons? We'll be back in 90 seconds. You've been listening to The Robbie Fox Show.